service to Tiff and Godfrey.
Zarun Chan lives blocks away from the shops of South 7th Street, where he and his family have shopped since he was a child. He's growing a lime tree in his South Philadelphia yard.
You know, it's grown in tropical Cambodia, and trying to grow it in Philadelphia, you have to take it in and outside the house, make sure you have the correct temperature. Just a few months ago, my mom left hers outside in front of our house, and my Nest camera caught another person grabbing the whole giant lime tree and ran off with it.
Now the executive director of the Cambodian Association of Greater Philadelphia, Zarun has lived in South Philadelphia since he was 3. He has fond memories of shopping with his mom on South 7th Street, south of Snyder.
So I remember being a small child, whenever she sent me out to hunt for 3 or 4 herbs, she would say, if that store doesn't, go to this store first, because it's a preference. And then if they don't have it, then go to this store. It was a process. Being able to hunt down ingredients and learning them, you know, as a small child, being able to just navigate and learn our own traditional spices and recipes and things like that.
A few blocks from where Zarun lives, you'll find Alice Tang, owner of iHeart Cambodia. Alice represents a new generation of business owners building home on the block.
So morning time, you have to come a little bit early, like 3 hours ahead for make a broth. The way we do here is more original. Everything we make is like all the ingredients, it makes fresh. It's not like the pre-made or the frozen kind.
Alice learned to cook from her grandmother.
So there's like a family lunch and dinner all the time. So when you get out of work, you come home, you feel like really warm. Like no matter how busy you are, you have to come home, eat before you leave.
Alice now provides that sense of home for her customers.
Hi, how are you? Is it your first time here? It was like, yes, what do you recommend for me? Tell me about what your favorite like.
Okay. iHeart Cambodia is one of more than 62 immigrant and refugee-owned businesses on South 7th Street.
We got Cambodia. There's the most Asian people that around the neighborhood. We have Mexican, Spanish, and Lao, Vietnamese. We have a variety of languages right here.
Brian Wang immigrated from Indonesia 26 years ago. He and his wife opened Nusantara 5 years ago, and they live above the store.
Mostly we sell Indonesian food. If you ever want to cook something with the Indonesian spice or buy some Indonesian grocery. Yeah, we have a bunch of chili from Indonesian. And we got the spice, the instant spice that everybody using it, just make it easy for them to cook.
Nusantara is a stop on the way home for many customers.
Mostly that came here is Indonesian people that came from work, you know, going to work. They just want a quick snack without going to the big market, so they just come here and come and go.
Walking down South 7th Street, you can find all kinds of hidden treasures.
My go-to spot is his auntie, who secretly sells in one of the small streets along 7th Street. I mean, it can't be that secret since you can smell it like around the block.
Celebrations and visibility on the street are signs of feeling at home. Over the last decade, Cambodian New Year has moved out from the temples and expanded onto 7th Street.
The sense of pride a lot of the youth and children get, teenagers, college students, and seeing us all of us coming together, that was a beautiful thing. We understand that Congress people and elected officials are key players into moving our community to the next level. You know, we are here, we're not going anywhere, and we want to make sure that they see our needs and support us.
The Cambodian, Lao, and Vietnamese communities have grown deep roots over 40 years. Newer communities from Burma, Nepal, Congo, and Central America are now calling South Philadelphia home.
I believe South 7th Street is going to be have a bright future. And I think if we stick together, we're going to do fine.